American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the living chaos that is Dogwater Studios, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and to my left is my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
How you doing?
Yes, I know my left from my right. We got Dogwater Nick, we got Michelle Bell, but more importantly in the studio, our guest this week is a trio of badasses from Reno, Nevada called The Electric.
Woo!
Can you dig it?
Here we go.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hi. Welcome back, listeners.
Hi, folks. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful turkey day. We did. We stuffed ourselves good.
3-4 parties in a row.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big ups. Big, big
family.
Big shout out
friends.
To Eric and Daisy for their 19th annual Friendsgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, there was 1,000 people there.
Yeah,
it was
and like
amazing.
Cops showed up and kicked out the band.
No. There was fireworks.
Dude, the Naked Cage dancers, that was my favorite.
The foreman's always put on quite the spread and at good times and lots of great people to see that you never see but once a year at their place.
Dude, there was one moment with all those fucking people in that room and out of nowhere I hear Felix in my left ear from across the room say quite clearly, "I can't believe I'm in a room with this many people that I love."
Oh,
and I thought he's so right.
Felix
I love
Polanski,
so many people
sponsor
here.
Of the show.
I know so many people here that I love. It was fucking great, and I ate so much. Me and Tin Scavini
that
ate
tender
two
moment.
Plates of dessert. Two plates of dessert. We attempted to eat everything, and there were like 10 desserts.
And how was my girlfriend's dessert there?
That
Diana's,
was fucking unbelievable.
Whoa,
we weren't sure because there was a greenish kind of pie and there was a brownish
was
kind of pie.
The greenish pie was Mikey's.
It was pistachio, wasn't it?
That was
pistachio.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. So we tasted, and we were over there by Jen, and Jen's all, "Nobody's looking, I'm going to stick my finger in it." And so she stuck her finger in both of them and was all, "That one's not it."
The green one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we got both. And,
nice. Pistachio chocolate was
it's
good.
Pistachio.
That was good, too. That was really good.
Oh, it was amazing. And then the fruit pie that looked like fruit soup, that was so real.
I did not partake.
Oh, my God.
One.
It was so
real. I believe
real.
Riku did and enjoyed it.
It was amazing. Everything was amazing.
Yeah.
That was Stacy's pies.
Oh, yeah, we ate all three of Stacy's pies.
Yes, nice. So, delicious.
Yeah, they were all.
Diana's was made out of real dead Girl Scout Thin Mints.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sexually. Ground up in a mousse.
I don't even know, but that sounds amazing.
Girl Scouts and chocolate. Just think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. But yeah, it was a great time. We
don't be gross, Rory.
We hope you enjoyed your family outings, and really, I hope you said everything that you wanted to say to all those fucking relatives. You never have to see them again. Hey, that didn't happen, and we all know it. We
Christmas
all know it didn't
is right
happen.
Around the corner.
Exactly.
And after that, you can tell Mom to fuck off.
Right. Just hold it together for Mom for another 25 days, because that's really what the holidays are all about.
Absolutely.
Right.
How about you guys, The Electric? How was your Thanksgiving? Welcome to the show.
God damn.
Thanksgiving
Thank you
was
for
money.
Us.
Yeah.
Bittersweet.
Yo, bittersweet. Now you have a story.
Did you guys hang out together this Thanksgiving?
Fuck no. We were just in the studio together the whole last week, so we said no thanks.
Yeah. I even offered my services to Brooklyn over here, and he was not having me for the Thanksgiving holiday.
I kind of shut down after Halloween. I'm just
he goes into a fucking cave.
That's kind of the
just,
pinnacle.
Just candy shock.
That's like your New Year's.
You
that's like my New Year's and Christmas. So everything after is kind of just kind of a letdown. Just waiting for Halloween again.
Now, do you eat a lot of candy, or do you like go on a big production and dress up?
Gummy bears.
No, I mean I'll dress up for like the whole week of Halloween. Not too big into candy. More
just
into.
Like scaring children.
Yeah, scaring children.
He was going to say sluts, but then you gave scaring children out and he went with it.
How is that windowless van
name
of yours? Five up and running?
Name five of your favorite bands, dude. I just need to know really quick. Because I think we can.
Wow.
Like,
Nick's
and it connects,
starting off with early questions.
It connects
here.
To the story, so go.
Well, number one is easy. I have them tatted on me and everyone knows me. Blink 182.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Chewy.
Okay.
Travis Barker is my idol. So that's one, I guess. God. People are going to give me crap because all these guys like older
top
bands.
Top five. We'll go around the room to the Electric real quick. Just real quick. Not right. Part of the quiz at all. Just get to know you.
Oh, yeah.
But
Blink 182. First. I'll have to go with Alkaline Trio somewhere there. The Used. Man, two more.
You can quit there if you want.
He's an artist. Man.
I thought you
he
were gonna say
to
some
to
shit
other
like the Misfits and like.
I mean,
like
I like them.
Pop, like,
we cover actually the Misfits too.
I do love the Misfits. Nice. So I'll leave it at those three. There's. I'll sit here thinking and stuttering too much.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to just come up with shit off the top of your head. What was yours, Darren?
All right, so I had plenty of time to think about this, and it would be like probably At the Drive-In.
Ooh.
Deftones. Ooh. Mastodon, Meshuga, and one more.
Neil Diamond.
Exactly.
George Michael.
It's a lineup.
Make it
as
super
heavy,
gay at the end.
As heavy and straight ginger
up, like,
as
Freddie
super
Mercury's
I
just all. It's
80s.
Okay, you didn't
I love
mention
my 80s
me, bro.
Shit, so
that's fine.
I'm not gonna fucking. I don't, whatever,
Billy.
Yeah, so I had double the time, so we'll just rattle them off. Kiss, Prince, and the New Power Revolution.
Yeah. Did you say Kiss?
I did.
Oh, like Kiss fronted by Prince. Oh, my God.
He looks great in that makeup.
Or really clone does. Him and make him all the members of Kiss, because he could play all the instruments.
This is $1 million idea.
Sorry,
going
I just
on right
I
now
jizzed
on the podcast.
My pants.
Well, if we can get a mashup, we might be able to make something happen. And then we'll rattle off Judas Priest, Guns N' Roses before he got fat, and Queen.
Faggot.
That was for Freddie Mercury, not you.
Right. Yeah. We salute you, Freddie.
Yeah. Amen.
It was just a few days ago.
Greatest singers ever.
Oh, his death anniversary.
Yeah. Well, we salute you double.
So take that faggot out of the edit.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
Take that faggot.
No, it's okay because Rick is a faggot. Right? So.
So I think he was talking about me.
It's just a self-referent.
Take me out of the edit.
Self-referent. Yes,
yeah,
that's what
Rick
we
says
it.
It's okay. We can say everything faggot we want.
No,
it's
cool.
Okay.
So
I'll take the faggot reference.
We got free license with the other F word.
Say
dude.
Faggot about everything.
It's nice.
It's totally cool.
And we can totally say fuck and pussy and
yeah,
eat
this
ass.
Is not
eat
things
asses
you can get away with.
Shit.
Listeners who haven't figured out, this is not actually on the radio. This comes out of the computer box. The computer box
that's
sitting
right
in front of you. You're
going to blow somebody's hair back with that information.
So, if you're having trouble hearing this broadcast, please contact the station administrator.
This message brought to you by Pinky Pulaski.
Okay. Where were thanks for
Oh, NoFX is another favorite.
NoFX.
There
we go.
Yeah. Bass player.
I just
slow
love those
NoFX.
God, I love them.
NoFX. Sorry. Yeah. I'm really into NoFX, man.
Just, oh my god.
Dude is a gay guy, the mosh pits and NoFX are the best.
Prince would never sing for NoFX.
Dude, let's get back to this Kiss and Prince cover band.
You know what?
We were really onto something.
You know what? Seriously,
I think we are.
Kints.
For Halloween.
Honestly, we have this like...
it's better than Priss.
We have this like respect, I think, me and Billy for 80s hair bands.
Oh, huge.
And I think that's where it comes from. You know
Brooklyn
I mean?
Doesn't get it.
He does not
somehow
get it.
He missed out.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Are you of an age or is he
I think actually
younger?
If he knew what
he's
was
older.
Going on, then
he's
fucking,
older,
he probably would
yeah.
not be in the band. But like me and Billy, we understand it.
Yeah,
like,
we get it.
Well, we're doing our 80s band, but we just
shut up.
On the spandex.
I'm going, well, when they're growing
wow.
up.
Yeah.
I'm trying, no, explain.
Provoke
like,
a bear,
come
bitch.
Come on, Brooke.
When I grew up, like, yeah, we have different huge musical tastes. I grew up listening to like the pop stuff, you know, like my parents had on. So, God, you know, I was whatever's on the radio, you know, I listened to. So I never got into the metal or
take
the,
your Walkman
the
in
hair
your room.
Band.
Turn on some Skid Row.
I was listening to like, you know, Michael Jackson.
See, I had the Michael Jackson album. I
both
had
of those,
the,
great.
I had the, what do you call it? The,
Thriller.
Simon Le Bon.
Duran Duran
album.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also owned Quiet Riot Mental Health, and I only played it when they weren't at home, and I hid it because I knew my mom would discover the lyrics at something about boobs.
Oh, my God.
Was it a cassette or an album?
No, I had the album.
The album. What was the first song on the B-side?
Oh, I don't even fucking
she's
remember.
Driving a slick black Cadillac.
Nice. Slick black Cadillac.
Yeah.
That's a good pull.
You're adding something.
That wasn't me.
I do like how they thought I was the youngest in the band, though, so that just tells you how I'm keeping my youth and my good looks.
You do look
rather
youthful. Your maturity level.
He eats a lot of
salad. Yeah, so I'm very mature.
Should we just get to a song, Rory?
Yeah, let's do a song.
Let's get into a song. What do you guys got for us?
Brooklyn, you get the fuck out of here. Go downstairs.
We can play you a track. Rick's probably got a track if you guys don't want to play yet.
I'll pull up something.
Yeah, you want to go grab your
station?
We're
ready. We got to get our heart rate
up. All right, right. The electric is coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell
you. Guys have these live car batteries with these red and black cords looked up to him. Do you actually bite down on that metal bit while you play?
Absolutely.
Grab your gear, dude.
Yeah. Oh, we're up.
It's time to play, yeah.
Oh, we're going to have some
we're having a pee break?
Take a commercial break.
All right. Let's give Reno Carson a freebie.
Right.
Really? Because Rory had a...
Play the PSA. This is a PSA passed on to me by Jim Williams. Jim Williams is a social media director for 100 for Haiti. Excuse me, 100 for Haiti. A great program put together by Greg Benick. Both Jim and Greg have been figures in the American hardcore scene for 10, 20 years. And they're both great guys who give a lot back to their communities. Greg, having the lucky circumstance to have been able to travel the world and meet lots of people, has also had the opportunity to be a part of the rebuilding efforts since the disaster in Haiti a few years ago. He's currently in stage two of his program, and this PSA is going to talk to you a little bit about that.
By signing up for a recurring monthly donation to 100 for Haiti, you can give people in rural Haiti access to clean water and help them live safer lives. A little can go a long way. Find out more about our work at 100forhaiti.org. That's all spelled out, 100forhaiti.org.
Bam! That was easy.
Wow. All right. So
the PSA was shorter than your explanation.
Right. Actually, what they've been doing, what they have done in the phase one is they help rebuild homes. They built new homes. And now in the second stage, they're providing good plumbing and easy water treatments that are often available locally in the community, if not in sometimes people's homes.
That's fucking rad, dude.
So it's really good stuff. I've helped with some benefits for them in the past and will again in the future. If you followed the show, you know, we've done stuff. We've talked about them before.
Play it again, Rick. I want to hear it again. I want to hear that robot motherfucker right before these guys play. Please.
You really want to hear it again?
It's funny!
Okay.
By signing up for a recurring monthly donation to 100 for Haiti, you
this
can give people
shit,
in
though.
Rural Haiti access
Shut
to clean
up.
Water and help them live safer lives. A little can go a long way. Find out more about our work at 100forhaiti.org. That's all spelled out, 100forhaiti.org.
Damn, that's like Billy
that's
Big
a robot,
Voice guy.
Dude.
Like, is it? Yeah,
that is a robot talking.
That's not someone
talking.
From around here, is it?
That is a
no,
digital
no, no,
robot
that's,
talking.
This is actually grown into a much bigger operation than when Greg first started it. Originally, I believe, was just kind of a Kickstarter, got it together. He's since been able to attract investors, and it's a full-blown nonprofit organization with all of their proceeds going directly to helping folks. So.
Dread, the message is clear. And
yeah.
It's sent from a robot.
All spelled out.
The robot says,
helphaiti.com.
Go robot. Thanks. That's a good robot, dude. He cares about people. That's fucking rad.
All right.
The electric robot. No, just the electric.
I'm thinking during edit, you can put this right when he ends that PSA. Unless all that was gold. And then it would be like our intro. Let's do the one he thought twice, Brooklyn.
Up to me, baby. baby, this is living. I'll take with me when I'm gone. Cause I can always lose if I can remember this sweet song. If it was up to me, girl,
Darren lost his headphones repeatedly.
Put his headphones back on and play more.
I did put them on. All right, do we want to have just go straight to another song?
Yeah, and you did the long note that that was rad.
That was. I was scared that he lost his headphones.
Oh my god! So you like thought I better sing longer,
yeah,
rather?
That's what it.
No, I was just scared for his life. That I just happened to be on tune.
It was pretty fantastic. That's live rock and roll. So, like, a lot of other guests, they'll just stand up or just continue sitting in their chair when they play.
Shh.
These guys have moved their microphones into the center of the room, so they are dueling each other through these songs.
Oh, that's so hot.
Any previous musician guests of the show understands that the drummers are ostracized from the fun musical experience.
Yeah. But the two that are facing off, did they both take their shirts off?
Back.
No, they have not taken their shirts off. Yeah, we're going to do another one.
Do it again.
Oh, yeah, drummer wasn't paying attention.
Go back
he came
down.
Out.
You
just drummers gave never listen. You know, that's like how you know a good drummer.
But, yeah, they are, like, faced off guitars akimbo.
We have to look
another.
Each other in the eye.
Five-string bass.
So there's all this energy.
Sexually.
Yes, exactly.
We could play some Pants, but we'd probably never get away with copyright.
Was that a new song or was that old shit?
You can play covers on our show.
Oh, they're
it's
all
okay.
new. They're all new.
This is all new stuff.
Nobody listens to our show.
We
We're
just
fine.
Went into the studio.
Fucking rad.
This is all happening.
Oh, sorry, brother.
So how many total are we going to do? And then we'll decide what we want to play right
just
now.
This one and then we'll go back to talking.
Probably five or six.
Oh, 5 or 6?
Yeah.
You guys want to do Hard For You? It's sexy.
No, we want you to do Hard For You.
Yeah.
Rick, hit your buttons. Come on.
Be hard for me.
A black dudes in that shit, too.
Yeah, sexually.
Why the sexiness is up, Brooklyn. Let's do it.
I'm high.
Fuck yeah,
damn,
dude.
Yeah.
That should be our theme song, dude.
Ooh. I'm so turned on.
I'm coming hard.
You
I'm
can
hard
come upstairs
for you,
now,
and
Brooklyn.
I'm coming fucking... He totally masturbated
while playing the guitar.
While playing the guitar.
Yeah,
he masturbated the cum part.
Yeah.
It was so rad.
Nick needs a tissue.
I'm not gay, but that was fabulous, dude. That was great.
That, you guys play some fantastically, I want to dance to it music. Like,
fuck,
that's some
yeah,
good damn
dude.
Rock and roll.
You know, Nick, you don't have to be gay
well,
to really appreciate masturbation.
It's going to take
that's
off my
right.
shirt.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Or a man's masturbation. Because yeah, I appreciate female masturbation a lot.
I don't
that's
know.
All I'm
Who
saying.
Doesn't. I don't exactly know how that works.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the night, sometimes like,
I don't
yeah,
know how it works,
yeah.
but I love it.
Masturbation, I don't need anybody else.
There's
and
no
then
such thing.
Afterwards, I realize that I just fucked myself.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Spread the rain on me, Jane.
Spread the rain on me, Jane.
Pump the fluid in me, Louie.
I can't think of a girl's name that rhymes with Louie. Hmm. Suey?
Louie spelled different.
Yeah, that's so true.
Gooey. Gluey.
Well, then.
So, Gluey
Brothers you guys, the band, The Electric. Not about all this nonsense the two of them are jabbering about.
Sorry.
How long, are you guys a Reno band? Are you Reno kids? Or are you just all living
like
now?
Vets, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. So, definitely a Reno band. And I always tell people that we're from Reno when we're out on the road. And if they say, where's that? We just fucking walk away.
There you go. Goddamn right.
Is that and that place where you get a divorce?
Is that where Reno 911 is from? Yep.
So you're close to Vegas, right?
Yeah. The history of the band, me and Billy played in the Reagan years, the local Reno
yeah.
band.
What?
For yeah.
I
for,
love the Reagan
that's
years,
That's where I've
dude.
Seen your tattoo before.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah.
My tattoo
the Reagan
gets around.
Years rule, dude.
Yeah,
are
he,
you kidding me?
He always gets compliments.
We always
so
wanted the Reagan
to him,
years
oh,
on the
sick
plaid
tattoo.
Dude.
Yeah, so you guys did come up.
We got the Electric. That's cool.
Yeah, the Electric.
I'm a fucking
rock
idiot.
Socks,
I didn't even
man.
Realize this. Wow.
So yeah, Brooklyn's from Brooklyn, wink, wink.
Chicago.
Chicago-ish. Nah,
yeah.
Brooklyn,
hey, no, for
West.
A long time, when I first moved out here, a couple guys called me Rory, Iowa, because they couldn't remember I was from Missouri. So I feel your pain, man.
There it is.
Say, I've been
because people
for 8 years
in Reno
now.
Don't care about where you're from.
No, just that you're here, man.
I don't even think they know where the other states are.
That's part of it too. Is the horrible education
like,
system.
Chicago? Is that a state?
I've been
we,
to Paris.
Is that near Australia?
Let's call him Ferris because Chicago is the place where the Ferris wheel was invented.
Oh, that's Ferris. True. Yeah, World's Fair. Dork.
Fucking A.
Darren.
It's also where Pabst Blue yes, Ribbon sir. Got the Blue Ribbon.
Darren
Pabst
from
Blue
Segway,
Ribbon.
Also.
Yep. Grew up here in Reno.
Old school. Like Segway's old school.
Yeah.
Yep. What were the other bands you
the
was in
way,
back then?
The Seg of
the
Day.
The Spinners.
In the 90s
The Four
shit.
Tops. He's
remember,
fucking old.
Because we were hanging out at Zephyr a long time ago, dude.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So I had Segway, and that was... Yeah, that was one of my groups, and then I had
Wolverine.
Spun.
Yeah,
I had Spun. That was a group I had in high school, and we did a lot of cool shows. That was a lot of punk rock kids from Reno High.
A lot of mess.
A lot of
oh, is that what it's a reference to? I thought he meant a record spinning around.
I had another band
like
called Johnny's
movie.
Riding
like
High with some Spun or with some.
Oh yeah, I remember
Segway
Johnny's
people.
Riding High.
Yep, yeah. With Cameron
and
from
Cam?
Yep,
yeah,
fucking
name.
Cameron
Segway.
From
and then,
Dump
Your
Boyfriend's an Astronaut, too.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me and Darren, actually, we played together, how I know Darren, we played together in a band called Courtesy Call.
Courtesy Call.
So
yeah, remember
I remember
too.
That band, too, yeah. See, I felt like I knew you as well. I've seen you at a lot of shows on stage. I'm
kind of famous.
While I'm drunk in the audience.
Didn't we have Courtesy
not
Call
not talking
on
over
the
everything
show?
You're playing to some girl I'm trying
have
to take
have you been
out.
On the show before?
No.
We have not.
No.
Okay.
That's excellent.
We're a virgin.
Huh. Well, welcome. It's been a long
thank
time
you.
Coming.
And now we all
then.
Know each other. For
yeah.
real. Not
right.
just by our ink.
Exactly.
Cheers.
Right.
But no, this
everybody
is,
in here has tattoos.
This
that's
is tremendous.
Cool.
Where do you guys typically play? Where are you trying to play? Where have you played recently?
We've played more out of town shows than we have here.
Absolutely.
So here,
oh,
here
good,
yeah,
good, here good on you.
We don't want to burn out the Reno fans. They only dance for so long.
Honestly,
that's
only been together for like a year. And so it took like a little bit for us to get together to actually like get our songs down and get like what I was going to do with this band and figure out what where my place was with this band. And then we started playing, but like we already had an idea that we wanted to get the fuck out of Dodge right away, which was cool.
No, it's good. It's having that wide of a base of places you can go, shows you can play, it's just, it creates more opportunity. Get your name out.
There's only so much you can do.
People
here
in town won't. Your friends don't want to pay covers at your shows. Right? They don't want to buy your CD.
They don't want to go somewhere else.
Yeah. But no, that's good. Where do you want to play in town?
Well, in town, we've played Singer Social Club. We've played a few rad shows. They're actually our first, well, it's not our first show, but our first band show of being together in this band. We played at Singer. We had a Halloween show that, God, I've played hundreds of shows as well as with these guys, and that has to be in one of the top five favorite shows I've played.
Right.
The Halloween
show. We've had some good
shows
there.
Yeah. It's a nice room.
Like, yeah, Singer Social Club, honestly, they take care of us really well, and just, like, overall, our shows there have been really cool, but I don't know if that's just a mixture of just it takes everybody to make a good show, really.
Yeah, and free Pabst. They give us a nice mixture of free Pabst, and they let us make a mess as long as we don't use Silly String.
Yep,
they're all right with it.
Yeah, do you want to tell them about the very first show with the stripper firefighters? We thought if
oh yeah
coming
yeah
in.
At Singer Social Club. So the band was originally going to be called The Fog, and so we
don't go into the fog.
No, it wasn't.
We have
stay away from the fog.
We have the fog machines to back up why we were going to do that, and so we did it at Singer, and I guess it was just billowing out of the building, and so second to last song, which was a Prince song, by the way, Prince can never take the place of your man.
Man, Prince is the winner tonight.
He's right. He's going to get the ding every time we say it now, like Pee-wee's Playhouse. So anyhow, so we were playing that, and everyone was grooving pretty good, and then here comes, you know, way too many firemen.
And
we thought it was
sexy.
Our bachelor party. And so they came in hard and
take it off, guys.
We couldn't stop then. We only had a few songs left, and it made the place look a little more full where it wasn't full because there was 12 dudes in these masks
standing around
suits
in their bulky equipment.
I think they almost did take it off.
They were ready.
There's some guys that were like, hey, should we, Captain? Should we? And he was like,
can we make a couple extra bucks tonight?
Yeah. Right?
Get back in the truck.
Well, that I'll have to make sure I go back there again sometime in hopes.
Places we
want to
play though in town.
We want to play places that aren't venues.
I'd like to play honestly, I'd
like a park.
No.
on top of the
I'd like to play the chapel. I think we do good at the chapel. I've been kind of like
it's a nice room. I think
been
you guys
ignoring us
I'm trying
too
to get on top of Duncan. Like, hey, I'd like to get in your place, and I love you, and you've loved me forever.
Hey,
so like,
send him the link of the podcast. Tell him not to listen to the conversation, just listen to the music. And sure. I think it'll be a great resume for you.
There we go.
Yeah,
listen up, Duncan. Get us in the chapel. We'll pack that place.
Hey, Duncan occasionally does listen to this show.
Good.
Well, like I maybe like once in 5 years.
He's probably a Prince fan too, so we might be in. We might be in. But we like playing. We like playing places that aren't venues and making them venues. Reagan Ears did a really old, gnarly hotel up in Virginia City, and they had never had shows before, and so we did it up
on
the stuff
very
like
cool
that would be fun. Just because some of the venues, if you don't have anything extra to offer, it's just like another show that is happening on that same night.
Good strategy. That's a very good strategy.
Maybe the men's room at the Sands.
Do you guys have anything coming up next weekend?
Next week
that
no
is a glory
good
hole,
I had an opening there.
Good, because
he's got something for
we
us
have something going on next weekend.
Plug it.
Oh, Marianarchy.
Marianarchy.
Speaking of glory holes.
The glory hole that is Marianarchy 2015.
How dare you?
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, so I was going to say, whatever you have, that's just the other thing that's happening. This is the real thing going
on
next weekend.
You've been doing this for a long time, Nick.
We'll save it for the end of the show.
Okay.
Nick doesn't want to talk about it yet.
Teaser. Okay. It was a teaser.
That's a teaser.
I mean,
no,
we're
I don't care.
We're already on the topic, so.
Doesn't matter.
It's pretty cool.
The electric
is going to
be there on Saturday, right?
Yeah. Tell us the venue.
It's at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor on the 4th and 5th of December.
There.
Yeah.
That is tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening in the future.
Yeah, Mechanical Wing had to cancel, so we got these guys to fill in.
Sexually.
Oh, man. Well, yeah.
As long as it's on Friday.
No, it's on Saturday.
Fuck me.
Oh, you're already busy. Never mind. Well, see, we tried to work it
but
out.
But they'll still show up.
Yeah, we'll be there fanning.
They're going to be there hanging out.
If you're not aware what Mary Anarchy is, it is a two-day festival of music and art put on by Mr. Nick Ramirez and Mary Anarchy Reno and presented by Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
Thank you, Ron.
It is a fantastic event that goes to help the needy, sick, and injured in our own community.
Yeah, we pick out one person from the family.
And we give them a sack of money.
Yes.
We raise money hard for 48 hours.
We used to try to raise it for causes, but it's always for a person because somebody gets fucked up. I'm already booked for May. Kula Dunn is going to be in May.
But this weekend, it's all about Eva Yellowleaf, our very good friend, mother of a former babysitter of mine, and yes, a sister to me as well.
Wonderful woman.
She's really rad. She got hit in the head, and now she's dumb and needs help.
She fall or got hit in the head?
I believe it. She fell, and there was something else going on with her health wise around then too. And it perfect storm capitulated too. She does. She has a lot of balance issues, a lot of memory issues right now. So
she has seizures, and Marianne had seizures, and it sucks when you have seizures. It's fucked up, and you lose your memory. And things, different memories mixed together, and it's gnarly, man.
When you see somebody having a seizure, you see their body shaking, but really, that's actually literally happening to their memories and abilities. All the stuff and regular connections are getting shaken up, and it takes a long time to recover from that if people ever do. So,
dude, and if Mary was here, she would take care of Eva, and Mary is here, and so guess what? She's taking care of Eva, the Nido. You know,
through the spirit of you, ladies and gentlemen, come down to Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor this weekend. Come see the show. We're gonna have all the regular silent auction and raffle prizes. You can win lots of cool local art. You can win gift certificates to local businesses for goods and services. No,
oh
no,
I hope so. No, keep going.
Oh no, sometimes that happens.
Of course there's going to be rad raffles there. Come on, you guys.
There'll be stuff there. Come see the show. It doesn't matter.
And what is the show? Is there some live entertainment?
Oh, yeah.
Every band in town is playing.
Oh, whoa.
We have like 24.
Man, we should have looked it up before we started this segment for sure.
Everybody knows.
No, like 24 bands playing in 2 days kind of thing.
Look at that.
Well, let's say, you want to talk a little about next week. Let's talk about next week now, and then we'll get to the other thing and some more music and stuff like that. But all right, so Thursday night, here's what you do. This is your Uncle Nick telling you what to do. Thursday night.
Tonight.
Go see the Shames with Nashville Pussy.
Oh, yeah.
At Shays, dude.
You want to go see Nashville Pussy.
Then,
we should
be getting over there.
Tonight. Yeah, go see that. Tomorrow night, go to Mary Anarchy for Eva Yellowleaf at Jub Jub's. And there's a bunch of rad bands, including Stabby Unicorn, including... Reno, We Have a Problem, including George Picard doing a solo gig late. So come out.
Princess Bombs playing early.
Yeah, Princess Bombs early. We got Georgia Maestro from Pushbox. She hasn't played a live show in Reno in a long time.
Is she doing her acoustic thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
The keys and guitar.
Hey, look at that. Yeah. That'll be fun.
It's going to be good.
She was on the show a few weeks ago. It's a great episode. You should check it out.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's
her voice is
check it out on Facebook. It's Mary Anarchy Day 1 and Mary Anarchy Day 2.
Yeah.
So check out both those. Second day there, we got a bunch of metal at the end.
Metal.
Really good stuff. Sisters Doom. And also Friday, Mary Jane Rocket, which is who's the headliner, who's been a Mary Anarchist for like 10 years or something.
Carson City Band, cool.
Reno. Well, now. Yeah, I think they are in Reno now.
They're a Washoe County band.
Washoe Valley band.
They live in a car. They move around a lot. Good folks.
Anyway, come out to Mary Anarchy, you guys, and support Eva and your friends who are in Rad Rock and Roll. Plus, there's like a plethora of new stuff that I guarantee you're going to love. It's going to be there.
Yes.
There's the Hunt Club. There's Idol Smash, who was on.
Yeah.
It's Nate's band.
Nate, our fair intern, former production assistant.
M Section from Santa Rosa's coming in.
I don't even know what that is.
It's punk rock.
Awesome. Okay, then
Dave Massoud approved punk rock.
All right, if Dave Massoud said it's okay, then I'm in.
Misa Moore's metal band that the Sisters Doom wanted to have play before them. They're just all, can they please play before us? I'm all, fuck yeah, the headliner. You can have whatever you want.
Right.
You know? And they're rad. So, and then there was another dude. But please just go to the event page and check out the About section.
Just 2015.
The schedule. You can figure it out from there. Google stuff.
It's a great event.
Figure it out.
Great event.
Pitch in. There'll be food.
How long have you been doing that for, Nick?
All that stuff.
11 years.
Yeah,
it's been
11.
A long time, man.
11 years. Is the Winter Ball is the like eighth one or something?
Something like that. Yeah. But Nick's done a lot of good for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Right? But fuck him.
Guy.
We don't need to
incur. Fuck him, but love
He's
this
already
guy.
Got
no,
a
you guys.
Ego. His ego's
stop talking about
I
me.
Love
too large for
guy.
That side of the room anyway.
Yeah.
It gets in the way of mine. I will be the MC of the event.
All right.
That's right. Brought to you by Roy Dad and Jenny Piss.
I like Nick to set up events that I then go and get on stage and talk a lot about.
Get all the credibility.
Yeah, and then everybody sees me. They think I put it all together.
All right.
It's excellent. It's really done
awesome.
A lot for my credit.
Good for you. Good
yeah, Rory,
for
I want
you.
To thank you for all you
it's
do.
It's not like in Mary
Anarchy,
it's not about credit. Cause
no, it's not.
It's like if you want to do the credit, then we all have to look at like 200 names.
Oh, no,
400
no, no,
names,
no, no,
you know?
Come on now. I do jazz.
It's like. Gnar.
I tell them you don't do anything.
Yeah, I just looked up the thing, but we should move on to a song or the
fuck
next
you,
part
Nick.
Of the thing.
God. I would say at least one
I'd
more
I'd like to
song,
say happy Thanksgiving to Michael Mara.
Ooh.
Fuck you, Nick.
Song new quiz.
Do you mind getting out of here, Brooke?
Yeah.
No.
Do more music.
Get the fuck out, Brooke.
We're going to have
go,
a little
go
more
back
music.
Downstairs, yep.
It's going to be a good time.
Yes, I know, in the darkness. Next up, Rory Doubt, is The Electric, performing.
Thanks. Spit it out. Performing what?
Performing their what? Very next song. Hey, welcome
Without
to Talk Tonight with Miss Piggy.
This is The Fighter. Sony, if you're listening, pick this shit up. Thank you.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow, that was tremendous. So, do you guys want to play another one now or save it?
Let's do another one.
Okay, all right.
Let's counter that with some easygoing rock and roll. We'll do pretty damn good here, Brooklyn. Let me tune up.
Tune up.
Hey, while you're taking a second to tune up, don't forget to check out all of the sponsors of the Worst Little Podcast. That includes Felix Polanski of the Liver Scars and whatever the name of his graphic design company is. I think it's like Felix... not Felix Polanski, Felix Danger.
Felix Danger.
Felix Danger Design.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again?
He doesn't sleep that much anymore,
Felix,
honey.
Likes to drink.
No, he likes
to. He doesn't
to,
anymore.
But he doesn't. Also, Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, Stingray Tattoo on Wells, Reno Computer Fix also on. We love Wells businesses, if you haven't noticed a pattern
right
here. So go check out Wells. Go spend some fucking money on Wells in this holiday season. Seriously. There are like over 200 local businesses located on Wells. Go spend your money there. And now some rock and roll.
Pretty damn good. Some good old feeling rock and roll. Here we go, bro.
I thought the way I loved you was pretty.
I like the way you boys rock. You guys are cool. You guys are quickly becoming my new favorite local band.
Yay, we did it!
And I haven't even seen yet a live show with
It's just till next week's show,
people.
Then he'll love someone else.
Let's get out of here.
No, there's a lot of bands that I admire and respect, Rick.
Right.
Dude, I have a Reagan Years sweatshirt still with them running across the road. Oh,
but it was in honor of Ronald Reagan, not your band, which is ironic.
You know that time Reagan was
for
had a
you,
sniper rifle
you fucking
in the White
Republican
House,
Nazi?
And was shooting all the tourist kids outside of it. Wait, that was just in my dreams.
Oh, remember? You remember?
You remember?
I was doing it because I'm Mexican.
Hey, quick little beer run with everybody's favorite Michelle Bell. How you doing, Michelle?
Michelle. Good.
Hey, your voice can sort of be on the radio.
Everybody, say hi to Michelle Bell.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Did she help you guys set up, or did she just hang out a lot?
She totally helped set up.
Yep.
Okay.
She went and got beers.
She's not slacking at this like that.
She got in her car and went and got beers.
The first time around, she asked to be an intern, showed up once, and never came back.
And it was because there was like a pool night or like some kind of thing.
And that's why you don't have a microphone in front of you right now. Had you stayed a part of the show, you'd probably be sitting here with a microphone and there'd be an intern
like
running around
giving
beer.
Like our good friend Jamie. Who's now on the X? See
yeah,
if you
Jamie
come intern
actually
here,
got a job in radio.
You get to be on the radio for real.
In radio, a dying industry. Get on board.
Amen.
Go down
and
with
I
the
would
ship.
Like to say a shout out to Jamie.
Yes.
Big time, because this whole month of November, because I got to be Artist of the Month doing the visual arts with the Chicken Wire. And somebody won it today, a guy named like Dylan Snow.
Hey!
Or something. Dylan
excellent.
Snow. Yeah, good job.
So the big winner.
For you.
Nick's art's cool.
He won it, but for 30 days, they mentioned the worst little podcast like fucking 10
Are
times
you
a
serious?
Day, dude. Oh. Yep. Worstlittlepodcast.com.
And it happens to be the month we've taken 2 weeks off.
On the X, dude, for November.
But the band
and
got
it wasn't because of Jamie, but also Jamie was giving us shout-outs on the radio because she's like, dude, my podcast brothers.
I can
like,
do it.
I'm on a show with them, you guys.
I hear
like,
Jamie on the radio,
the
but I never heard
how cool
I
we
never
are,
heard
too,
her drop our name.
Which
oh,
I thought
so
was
cool.
Really, very cool of her to do.
So if you're, hey, if you listeners are new to the show, welcome.
And the next Artist of the Month for December, I salute you. I don't know who you are yet, but fucking it's rad, dude. Do it. And sell your shit and give the X a piece of your art.
Enough of this.
Or a
Rick,
couple pieces of your art. Actually.
My music.
Enough. As you wish, Mr.
Oh,
Dowd.
Oh, fuck.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and mostly you quivering pansies in front of me, it's time for the worst
How
little quiz
you.
In the world. Where I'll be asking you a series of awkward, strange, and sometimes ridiculous questions. Are you ready to play while I judge you?
Yep.
Yes.
Billy!
Bachelor number two.
You are starring in a buddy road trip movie. What celebrity, alive or dead, do you bring with you?
Oh, man, I would definitely bring... I'd bring a singer-songwriter named Butch Walker, and then I'd probably bring,
I know him.
Yeah, I'd probably bring myself. Is it two buddies, or can that
no,
buddy
no,
have a
just
vagina?
The one. No,
just
you
the one?
And the buddy driving across
I'd like to
the
write
country.
Songs with Butch Walker.
Nice.
Butch big
Walker.
Butch Walker fan.
Nice, that's a good answer.
Look
Solid.
Him up. He doesn't give me any of his Damn. Any of his revenue.
I think he's on the X, dude. Sometimes they put Butch Walker.
All right.
Fuck, I hope my question isn't that hard.
Same question to you.
Match.
It's,
it is
question.
Exactly as hard, yeah. except for you've had more time to think about it.
It should be
so
easier.
We expect more from
Holy
you.
Shit.
Who's the buddy in your buddy movie?
In my buddy movie? It's going to be James Franco.
James Franco.
And Good. Probably Seth Rogen. Maybe.
Nice.
No, one. Just one.
One.
Well, they are one not... is gonna, something's going to be attached to that guy's dick anyway.
James Franco.
If you take if you take James Franco, he will make you pick up Seth Rogen somewhere in Iowa.
That's right.
So
those are my two favorite people right now in
nice.
Hollywood.
Brooklyn.
I would go with Scarlett Johansson, and it would be a very inappropriate movie.
Yeah!
Yeah, we like
one of the best answers we've had
no, wait, no,
in
there we
months.
Go.
Very good.
All right. Darren's an answer, answer was
so lame. But
well, these guys
Franco.
Choose dudes.
Darren's answer was the lowest score.
Just so sexy.
Yeah. Brooklyn, so sexy. What would your last meal be?
Probably like fucking generic spaghetti.
Scarlett
pretty much what I eat every day.
Spaghetti. More spaghetti. All right. does a body good. He's a lithe looking drummer there, ladies. He's got strong arms, knows how to hold them.
I'm
hold
single.
A woman. There you go.
Make him some spaghetti.
Darren, yourself. Speaking of brawny arms, Mr. Brawny Man.
You can't eat James Franco.
Well, you
that's
can.
A different question.
many have tried.
Not that answer doesn't sound. I think we might have had that answer before.
Darren's just going to say protein.
Spunk. Last meal.
Last meal. Spunk? If it wasn't my old lady's, if it wasn't my lady's fucking, you know.
You can say
it. Are your
it.
Kids listening to this?
Probably not. But probably.
How old are your kids?
Lady's pussy.
How old are your kids?
Listening to it in 2025.
17 and 12.
Yeah, they don't have AM
so
radio.
They're actually,
that's
frankly, both within the range to listen
probably.
To this show.
Oh, God, Dad, that's so gross.
I'd probably be eating my lady's pussy for my last meal.
Yeah.
If it wasn't that, it'd probably be chicken wings or two.
Same thing.
Okay.
Pussy,
your
chicken
lady's
wings.
Pussy, and a pile of chicken wings.
Buffalo sauce on a pussy.
Right, that's where I went too.
So they're both
that's
really
gonna
good.
Burn.
Both wonderful.
Well, but they make douche out of it. Never mind.
Billy. God. Billy, same question.
Same
you,
question.
Well, last meal. You're being shot to Mars. Last
shot,
meal on
oh,
Earth.
Shot to Mars, not executed.
Either one. It's okay. Really the same. Your last real Earth-cooked meal.
Well,
dead
shit.
Or
if it's your
alive.
Last one and no one's going to judge you, I want to eat like cat and human together. Like cat and
yes.
Human.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. See you later.
I was just watching the Daughter Party today.
Wow. He's very
excellent
experimental.
Billy, what was the first album you ever purchased?
Oh, the first album I ever
or stole
with your own money.
No, I didn't steal it. It was this is going to come as a shock. It was a Prince album when he first changed his name, and it had 07 we will watch them fall.
Oh,
we can
God.
Stand in the way of love.
Oh,
and the rest of it was shit.
That's the first album you
that
bought?
That was the first album I bought.
What are you, 21?
Almost.
Jesus.
Next year.
D.
My okay. God. Probably Vanilla Ice.
The
Vanilla Ice album is probably the one.
That's
wow.
Embarrassing, but better.
It just is what it
that's
is.
A high scoring fucking
yeah.
answer, though.
This is what it is.
And Brooklyn, yourself, sir.
Oh, man, mine's not much better. Fan's going to ace a base.
Ooh,
oh, shit.
Did she have another baby?
That
came
it.
To play.
That is by
that
far
destroys.
The worst thing anybody has ever answered on that question.
Damn, Brooklyn.
With another baby.
She's gone tomorrow, boy.
Oh, my God.
I bought it more because of
broke
I saw
no,
the sign.
No, in my scoring scenario
yeah,
here,
no, that's high scoring.
Brooklyn just won that question.
But Brooklyn,
yeah.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
You still have it.
I
want
to just assume.
Probably light yourself
no,
on fire
no.
And jump out the window.
Rory.
Oh, my God.
It's a dark secret.
A back
follow up.
What was the second show you ever saw?
Oh,
no, not show.
The second album.
Oh, second album you ever bought.
It doesn't get much. August and Everything After by the Counting Crows.
Oh. That's a little better.
Oh. Mr. Jones.
You said we could say faggot, right?
Yeah.
All right, just take it back.
Faggot.
Never mind. Keep going.
I discovered punk after
that,
and it got lost.
Brooklyn.
My first
Brooklyn.
Album beats your album's ass, and
you're
I like
asking,
the culture
you're
club. You're
asking very first album. Like, that's not
you
even
can't
fair.
Lie. Yeah, you can't
like,
lie.
When,
oh, right.
When you
no.
bought your first
yeah.
album, you were probably like 11 years old. You had no idea what
no,
you were going to fucking
that's
dig
true. That's
the
rad thing about it.
I was a very rich name.
All right, fine. I will give you all a chance at redemption. Brooklyn, what was the first show you ever went to?
Everclear and Space Hog.
Oh,
I got a good
God,
one. First.
That's
was
pretty
opening.
Cool.
I feel good about this. I
dude,
went, I
Guy
went,
Fieri's
Space Hog
evil
was
twin.
Cool man, and I liked Everclear too. I'm
no, you
nobody liked Everclear.
Fuck you
your
both.
Sister
you shut
liked
up,
Everclear. Dude. Nobody liked
shut
Everclear.
That Santa
man.
Monica hit was
Craig
a big
also
hit that
shit.
Time.
Totally
oh, it was
this.
Huge.
I went and saw AFI over at Insurrection yes. Records when I was like fucking 15 years old.
Nice. I think I was at
that's
that
way
show.
It was awesome. Fucking awesome.
Oh, myself.
Billy.
Myself was Faith No More on fucking
oh!
Accident.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Actually, no,
with Metallica?
Actually, no, I forget. Yeah. My first show was Poison. It was Poison.
Well, no.
Oh, now all of a sudden it's Poison.
Yeah. Faith No More, man. Faith No More wins that.
It was Mahler.
Ooh, yeah. Rory going metal this time. You never know what Rory's going to vote.
I love me some Faith No
sometimes
More.
Sometimes he goes
one
super
of the
gay.
One of the greatest.
He goes cool.
No, Faith No More is one of the greatest artistic experiences
absolutely.
Of
well,
the modern age.
That's
not music
a,
of any style.
Right.
That is Faith Mike No Patton More. Mike
well,
Patton.
That went into fucking Mr. Bungle and Phantom Menace.
Mr. Bungle.
Well, yeah.
Mr. Bungle. I see yeah. that. Tomahawk.
Yeah. A little side that. Note. You'll enjoy this, Billy.
Okay, here we go.
Rick and I got to go see Phantom Menace at a Coachella a few years back. Rick knew who Mike Patton was, but had never heard
of
him.
I love Mr. Bungle.
Never heard
loved
of Phantom
Mr. Bungle.
And I'm like, dude, come with me. Come to the Phantomas tent. Let's go watch Phantomas. It's Mike Patton. We went inside for about 2 minutes and 45 seconds and walked out, both of our ears bleeding.
Fucking awful.
And we're amazed that there were guys in the front row singing along with it.
And it's just random bullshit.
Oh, improvisational ding, ding, dong.
Yeah, but don't compare that to Bungle, dude.
Play
Epic.
No, it's all the stuff in between the songs on the Bungle album.
Yeah, that's Phantomas.
It is just an hour and a half
ridiculous.
Of that. Yeah.
Okay.
Awful.
We did bands?
Yeah.
We did bands all around. All right, next question. All of history, who do you start a fist fight with?
Oh, I'd like to start a fist fight with Kurt Cobain, because that motherfucker...
Whoa!
That motherfucker came in and tricked everybody in rock and roll that playing
here
your shitty
go.
Upside-down guitar out of tune could be cool and dressing down when at the height of cool hard rock and fucking hair bands, and he killed it. So fuck that guy. And
he was the nail in the coffin, though. The coffin had been built years
damn
before.
Billy.
He can suck Brett Michaels'
Extreme,
little dick.
Extreme built that coffin.
Yeah.
Kurt now, just was putting the nail in.
You gotta give Billy some extra points because he went first and he didn't even think about that.
No,
he
does. Yeah,
that was a
yeah,
first.
That's
duel.
A great answer.
He was sitting there hating Kurt Cobain before
every
you
night.
Even asked.
And I hate him every night.
All right, so.
Rob from Rob Arnie and Don.
Thank you.
That fucking guy needs
thank
to
you.
Fucking hard.
Thank you.
The guy's a piece of shit.
Oh, and I think he's punched on
look,
the face,
look,
too.
Listen. The entire audience is standing up and giving him a round of applause.
God damn, do we hate
that
them.
That guy thinks he's way too cool.
We
that's a big audience,
hate
too.
Them.
I don't
that
give
is
a flying
such
fuck.
A shitty show. How is it popular?
Everybody in that show needs to get
fuck.
Punched. Yep.
Absolutely. I know. It's,
I, if I was on that
way,
show, I would have done meth and tried to kill myself, too.
Yeah.
They feel like too we soon? Have a chance, fellas. Because people like Rob, Arnie, and Don, they
do
got
to take
like
calls?
Us.
Can we get some love?
I would love it if we could take calls, but we do not have that
love
kind of high-tech
operation.
We do
though.
Take calls.
Yeah.
We send out calls,
no, but, oh, my God.
It's
wouldn't not, that be fun?
Yeah, it was not from listeners.
Brooklyn.
Because listeners don't even hit us up on the Facebook.
Oh, boy. I'll go
how dare
Fred
you.
Savage.
Fred Savage.
Nice.
Good answer.
Mole.
Wow. This was a tightly run
I'll
question
show Winnie
here.
Cooper what's up, you know?
Why?
I'm going to win the girl.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Right. Brooklyn, what were the circumstances, age and circumstances of losing your virginity?
Oh, man. Just last Thanksgiving, my grandma fell asleep. No.
yes! Finally tell the truth.
Yeah. I'm still waiting.
Can I go?
Oh, do we have the pie drop?
Oh, yeah, because it's Thanksgiving, huh?
Nothing crazy. I was 20 years old in college, and how bad I was with girls at the time is this girl came over to spend the night the first night, and I had her just sleep on the couch.
Oh,
and
oh
I didn't know she was into me, and then
she should have been in a rock band.
And then she thought you were gay.
Probably, but then my love life has gone a lot better.
In
since.
Your defense, have you always been a drummer? Okay, moving on.
Ouch.
Darren, age and circumstances of your deflowering.
I was 15 years old, and I was her first, and she was my first, and actually ended up being the mother of my children.
Wow.
How many?
Two children.
Yeah. Are you together still?
No.
Was it like in a bedroom, in a car?
It was in my bedroom, and I was like, are you ready for this? Are you ready?
You had it set up. You're big pimping.
Are you ready for this?
And neither of you were, obviously.
Not at all.
Two kids.
It's the preteen moms. It's the pilot episode.
You'd be a millionaire these days.
And Billy yourself, where did you pop the cherry? How old were you, son?
Well, I'm from Oklahoma, so I was 15. And it was in a trailer,
and she was related to you.
Oh, she could have been.
How dare you, Rory?
So
and the circumstance was, you know, there was a tornado coming, and we were 15 years old and horny. So
really, really, during a tornado, like,
it was.
Siren?
They never.
Are you
they
fucking
never actually,
kidding?
They never actually come. Nothing came.
Oh,
that
so
night.
It was a good excuse for you guys to.
But that's what you thought was gonna come.
Oh, it's all spooky outside, and you're in a trailer, you're in Oklahoma. You're
with a girl.
Yeah, no, yeah. It could
you're
happen.
You're both dipping.
Jaws are
cousin. Tobacco in your mouth.
You still went to Oz.
Just go. Yeah.
Would you swap dips while kissing?
No. Dicks?
Oh, my God.
No, she always liked like the hard stuff, and I liked peach and cherry. And.
Darren's
gotta go pee-pee.
Well, he's clutching his crotch as I'm about to ask a question about one's crotch. Billy, when you search
holding
the,
it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, when you extra search the internet. When you search the internet for inspiration, so to speak, what are your favorite keywords?
Oh, keywords. Man. Again,
you know,
man?
Rick.
Yeah, having
you know,
man
big boobs,
on man,
Asian chicks.
Or,
I like ones that show
guys
up
come
on
in your face.
No, ones that show up on accident. Like you start going with something.
Darren, do you got an answer before you? Your face is red.
Yeah, go to the all bathroom. Right.
Think about it in the bathroom.
He's singing "Golden Showers."
Yeah.
Two dicks.
I believe he was just jerking off two dicks into his own face. Yes.
Golden shower action.
What is that?
So what are your...
It, what is it, Rico?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Honey, stop listening to Uncle... Well, just stop answering Uncle Rick's question.
Yeah, I was saying the first thing that I do is something that I can kind of be like, oh my, why'd that come up? Like, I'm searching for some sort of like vodka black cocktail or something, and then wham, you get hit with it. Oh, hands on the face, you know, Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, I better not look at that.
And then, yeah, oops, and then, you know, then
oh, there's a large black penis. I better not click on that video.
Go from there.
All right.
That always happens to me with fisting stuff. It's like, oh, shit. What the fuck? Don't put that there.
Brooklyn?
Man, I'm not into any of the crazy stuff.
It doesn't matter. Redheads.
That's good. No, let him be fucking plain if you want.
Yeah.
Let me know about that.
You know, vanilla missionary.
Small boobs, big butts.
Ebony. I would go like, because I don't think I'll ever hook up with a woman of color and... you know,
get you some,
Dude. Their pubic hair down there is even stronger than normal pubic hair.
No, how do you know?
Because I dated a black guy for a year.
Get you some.
Rick, do you think black women.
Rick
have strong
totally.
It's
got to
be the same.
Rick totally right. facilitated me hooking up with. A woman of color.
That's right.
Many like who I had known for years, but neither
really
of us ever had transportation. And Rick became friends with her at one point. Hey, Rick, take me over to her house where we all can get drunk and spend the night there.
Bam.
And Rick, like nice. The sucker he was.
Oh, my. How'd this happen? Oh, my. Bam.
Double team supreme.
She could take her own
he was
off
a hell of a
wingman.
For a gay guy, he's a great wingman.
Yeah, most of the time. But yeah, when I win, I leave you in the dust.
Yeah, I try to be your wingman. You and leave me to wolves.
And I leave him with two gay guys.
I'm really trying to stall for Darren here.
That is the opposite of Double Team Supreme.
So we're just going to move to the next question. All right. Brooklyn, the back door, entrance or exit?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, entrance.
Entrance, okay.
Good to know.
Going for the points. Going for the points.
Hey, Darren's back. Let's ask Darren.
Hey, Darren. Darren is back.
Well, if you're asking about my own exit, it's an entrance.
Why, Darren, I didn't know you felt that way.
Dude, we might have a clean sweep here.
And Billy, back door.
Hey, there's no hat trick here. Nope, that shit is for exit only.
Exit only.
Nice. That's where food comes.
The question is, back door, entrance or exit, Darren? And you've evidently enjoy your own being a swinging revolving door.
Yes, absolutely. All of it's great.
And did you think of what you think of when you try to look on the internet for inspiration?
Look at him. Wouldn't you look at yourself?
Inspiration for what? Depends.
What
jerking
flavor
it.
Of porn?
Jerking it off.
Oh shit. It's
what are your favorite Asians. Keywords?
Motivational speeches.
it's usually
Abraham
older,
Lincoln.
Older. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln.
Beards.
Other dudes' beards.
Stuff like stuff exactly. Yeah,
Viking porn.
Man, you guys are just hitting all over the place. Dude. I'm getting wrecked just thinking about it.
I think it had something to do with your answer too, where he's just like right, explore.
Yeah. He types in Darren masturbating in season. Tries to keep up.
It's like that ghost, like when you do a racing game and there's that ghost car that shows you where you were the last lap. He tries to ghost himself.
It's like looking in the past.
Can I go faster?
And yes, he can.
All right, now I do have a final question this week. Brought to you by the writer of our theme song and the the man who makes it all happen, Mr. Evan.
Evan.
All right, this is going to start with you, Billy. Evan. A clown is escorting you to a gas chamber. Which comedian do you want to have play that clown?
Oh, yeah. I'd
in honor of the late Jerry Lewis.
Hey, what's with all that? I'd like to see like something that didn't take too much thought. Like he'd be pointing out things along the way, like, hey, what's with all this airplane food kind of thing.
I'd take
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Damn, that is a good question.
That's a really good question.
Holy shit,
so
Evan.
So realistic.
Our landlord, he makes good questions for the podcast. Nice.
I'm going to pop my pants. I can hardly say it.
Darren.
Daniel Tosh.
Oh,
nice.
If I'm going to go, I got to listen to that motherfucker. I love that guy.
Yeah. He would give it to you really funny right before you left.
He does it good.
I'll go with Amy Schumer.
Ooh. Ooh.
Those are all great answers.
Good answer.
The rest of the people in the room, I would pick,
she,
of course.
She might
Louis.
Actually put out for you before you
yeah.
fucking
yeah,
get down
with
there.
Those big old thighs. I would pick Louis C.K., Nick.
Oh,
first
God, I have to go with, fuck. That is a really, really hard question, Rick. What does one go with when it's the best comedian in the world?
Pee-wee Herman.
I'm going to go with Robin
Richard
Williams.
Pryor.
I'm going to go with Robin
really?
Robin
you
Williams.
Really? You wouldn't go with, like, Jack Black?
Or Bozo. I,
God damn it.
That's
Lauren.
Your boy right there is Jack Black.
Shit.
I'm going to go with Jack Black. Oh. Now I'm going back with Robin Williams, dude.
On one hand, sorry. I would want to pick Jerry.
I love them
are
both.
Are you guys big fans of comedy? Like,
I like Robin because he's from my youth, and I like Jack because he's from my present.
Robin would be really distracting.
I would want
I
to.
Just love
I want Robin as he is.
I love
you guys. You don't
dead,
get it.
Dead zombie
you
Robin
don't understand
Williams.
Comedy.
Everybody's got someone who they connect with, you know? Fuck.
Right.
Like, Daniel Tosh, like, I get him because he fucking digs on the Ultimate Warrior and the movie Rad.
Yeah,
those
of course.
Are two big things.
Ultimate Warrior!
That I loved as a child, you know?
Fucking
I loved
A,
the
man.
Ultimate Warrior and I loved Rad. I loved the movie Rad.
I'm too old to be cool.
Does anybody care who I'd pick?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, what's yours?
Not at all.
Not really.
Nope.
All right, moving along to the rapid fire question.
Oh, that's sad.
Chewbacca, what do you think?
Well, yeah.
All right, tell
that
us.
That shit's for commies.
Tell me.
I would want to pick the actual Jerry, but in all honesty, Andy Kaufman.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Wow. Yeah.
That would have been my answer.
Andy Kaufman taking me to a gas chamber. I wouldn't know what was happening.
No, it's too much.
He'd maybe be dressed up. He'd be a clown dressed as an SS and like playing it off like it's a big joke, but it's not.
Dude, I'm going with Robin Williams. I'm so happy with my answer.
It's good.
But I think Andy Kaufman, like, I love Andy
make,
Kaufman as much as you do.
Didn't he make
God
a sad
it.
Jew clown movie, too?
Oh, fuck Jerry Lewis. Wouldn't that be the worst?
No, Robin Williams, Rick. Like Jakob the yeah,
Rick, who did you pick?
I was Louis C.K.
Yeah, Patch Adams.
Louis C.K. Nice.
No, but it was like Jakob the liar or something like that. He was an actor, comedian. I don't know.
But nobody picked Jerry Lewis.
Yenta.
Wasn't
Robin Williams in Yenta?
Rick, would Rob Spiewak pick
so.
Jerry Lewis?
He might just for camp, but I don't think so.
Maybe for this conversation.
Yeah,
he
no,
might
I think
pick
he, Jerry
he,
Lewis.
He,
I, all right, I'd rather
rapid,
Gilbert Gottfried
Nick,
than
Nick
that,
rapid
you
fire
know?
Everybody's all, who the fuck is Rob Spiewak?
We only have Pringles. I'm Gilbert Gottfried. Right. Welcome to the Pringles Cafe.
Really riveting stuff.
Right. Okay, so are we up to rapid fire?
Yes, we're rapid fire. Here we go.
What
rapid
the fuck
fire.
Is this about?
All right, we're going to start with a rock and roll question. Billy, Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath?
Oh, man, I thought you'd say Led Zeppelin or Kiss, but that would have been a softball.
Nope.
Sabbath. Led Zeppelin just didn't have the melody for me, so Sabbath.
Okay.
Yep, Sabbath.
I don't really like any of them,
fuck
but Sabbath.
You.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Milk and cookies or whiskey and Coke?
Milk and cookies.
Coke.
I don't have a sweet tooth, so whiskey and ice.
All right. Christopher Walken or Bill Murray?
Bill Murray.
Christopher Walken.
Bill Murray.
All right. Let's
Christopher
go
Walken or Christopher Sitton? Never mind.
Move on.
No.
Walken.
Rory.
Walken.
Where are we? We're over here on this other side where it has...
It's a sticky note.
Puke or diarrhea?
Oh, puke.
Diarrhea?
Yeah, I'd rather diarrhea.
What?
AIDS or cancer?
Day.
Man, if I have Magic Johnson money, fucking AIDS.
He's got both.
I do cancer all the time.
AIDS.
All right. Or would you rather be gay or have red hair?
God damn, shit. Really?
I wouldn't mind some red hair.
Gay.
And wait, you do have red hair.
I do. Fuck me.
Gay or red hair?
Oh, red hair.
All right. Pat Benatar or Debbie Harry?
Debbie Harry.
I don't know who Debbie Harry is.
What?
That was easy. Whoa. Pat Benatar. Oh, she can sing. Right.
Go back to Rock and Roll 101, my
Blondie.
Son.
Joan Jett or Joan of Arc?
Joan Jett.
Joan of Arc.
What?
Yeah. No, James Rose to a Roman nose. Definitely Joan Jen, like Runaways, pre-Runaways, like 13.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
She's a
nice,
child.
Nice.
Yeah. See her next to a
then
jukebox.
That leads me into Winnie Cooper or
Kelly Kapowski.
Kelly Kapowski.
All right, Kelly Kapowski.
Nice. Yep, Winnie easy. Cooper or Kelly Kapowski? What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, Kelly Kapowski.
Next.
Winnie Cooper.
I already said I was going to beat the shit out of her. Price yeah, Savage, yeah, so, yeah, Winnie Cooper.
All right, Winnie Cooper
is
the big winner of the
he's
night.
He's gonna claim Winnie over the corpse of Fred Savage like Conan.
She's mine.
So gross. Hitler or Charles Manson?
I was born in Germany. I'm taking Hit.
Hit.
Manson.
Wow.
Oh, wow, they choose Hitler, Nick. And I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. What a dick. He killed like two people.
Nick's the bad guy.
Your favorite Keanu Reeves movie? Go.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Point Break?
Yeah, Point Break for
sure. I was
going
to say, somebody better say Point Break.
Except the remake? Looks like shit.
Of course
it does. Like shit.
Cheater or cheated?
Probably cheated. Listen to our songs.
Cheater.
Cheated.
All right, what honest, dude?
Circumcised or not?
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Arrested.
Arrested.
Circumcised or not?
I'm American. Circumcised.
Circumcised.
Yeah, we didn't come from
around.
A poor neighborhood.
This is a.
Which do you prefer?
This is Rick's question. He likes a little profile.
I'm keeping a dossier.
He likes to picture it.
Yeah. Bald or Harry Bush?
A little in between.
Bald
can we,
as
can
fuck.
We, yeah,
bald
can we snip
as
it up?
Fuck.
Bald as
bald,
fuck.
Bald in between.
And what about for yourself?
Again, for Rick's dossier.
Oh, yeah, for your own.
Manscaping.
Yes, bald
oh,
as fuck.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like when we get on the road a little bit and you just let it go hard.
Big shave says I was 19.
I like to grow out a little something.
Fuck that.
Metal or punk?
Punk.
Punk.
Metal! All right. Rory, do you have any last minute ones? Or
I don't know. That's
to,
a tough one. I'll go back to metal.
No. Do you want to do some more crazy ones like mushrooms or LSD?
Oh, I love mushrooms.
I've never done LSD, so mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms all the way around.
Very organic group with us today.
Really awesome mushrooms.
Very
awesome.
Clean here.
Very hippie.
THC or DMT?
No.
I'll take DMT. Fucking, I've never done it, but I'll do fuck it. Anybody got any?
FBI or CIA?
What are we doing now?
Yeah, okay. Pick one. Pick
acronyms.
One.
Acronyms.
Pick something.
Acronyms.
I'm ready to give the final tally.
No. One last question, okay. Please. If you can live in a world with either Kiss or Prince, but you couldn't have both,
the other will not have existed.
One?
Yeah, I definitely have Kiss tattoos, so I got to take them, or I'd have some explaining to do with
Kiss.
Prince.
Prince.
I wish both were dead. They both suck.
Yeah, it's a question.
I love the angry.
That
prince.
Is rad because we had three answers for that last one.
Yeah.
Which was the penultimate.
It was a lot of chaos.
What do you think, Roy?
I want to ask one last question, even though we really didn't lead up to it
Go
in any manner.
Goddamn bonkers.
In a world where you could only have the Beatles or Star Wars, which do you have?
I'll take the Stones.
Oh,
no. But one or the... You don't like Beatles or Star Wars?
I mean, I'd rather have the Beatles than watch Star
I'll
Wars.
I'll take Star Wars any day. Fuck the Beatles.
Oh, man, the Beatles.
Yeah, fuck I'd rather Beatles. Have music than visual.
Fuck Beatles.
It's another three-way.
Fuck Nerd. The Beatles. Overrated boy band.
How dare
All right. So, oh, unfortunately, Jack, Darren, even though I do like...
Do
your,
I win?
I agree with
What's
your...
What's the prize?
Yeah. No.
Usually
you have the low...
Unfortunately,
you
when you win.
You're in third place, which in a group of three guys means you are... Last, you're the loser.
Don't say
fuck.
Is that
fuck.
Is that
but
gonna
now,
negative
Darren? Think about it, though. You're the loser of the worst little quiz, so you kind of win.
That might mean you're the
You're
boss.
The loser of all losers, is what it means. However, this is a really tight, like...
Still makes me sad.
Fingers a co-ed thighs. Between Billy and Brooklyn here, the bees were battling, and unfortunately, by a mere 50-point spread, Billy takes the crown there. Brooklyn had some mighty strong answers as well.
Yeah, I thought you could come through.
Yeah.
And Brooke, just remember, you did better than that Jaguar.
Loser!
I'm going to hold that over his head. Rest
Stay
of his
strong,
life.
Dude.
You are near. Because of
Second
the gap
place.
Between the scores, he is so far as behind you guys as to not be able to see which one of you is ahead. To him, you're equal.
He nice. He actually got negative points. Like, he owes you guys money, I think.
Okay.
He's going to take his loser.
Yeah.
Route.
Yeah,
we'll
you owe us
your
the
name
prize.
On the air if you give us money, Darren.
Darren,
we already did.
Darren went to the bathroom.
We wanted you to place.
He's gonna go hang himself and jerk off.
Do you guys have any shows
Darren.
Coming up?
That's why he was putting on the tutu.
That's a good question.
When's the next show?
All right, next show. So we just went to Sacramento and recorded the album, and we got a lot of mastering to do. So the next show is probably going to be February, and it'll be the old CD release party.
Nice.
So
that be at?
Well, we're gonna try to do something fun. One of those small areas, get everybody compact in, throw some toilet paper and streamers at them, and have a real rock and roll party. So
you guys approach this band thing with like strategy and professionalism.
We've been around the block.
Like.
We knew what we wanted to do this time around.
We're
starting to get it right.
Played everywhere in this town, literally. And
well, no, and you got to know how to control a room, how to pick the right room for
absolutely.
The right event. And
Billy is the best. Front man a band could have. I will go on record saying that in Reno.
Oh,
so.
Wow, that happened.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
That's what I look up when I masturbate, is Billy Frontman.
Don't we all?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we'll get that going. We don't Brooklyn's going under the knife. He's got a surgery coming, not to bring everybody down.
For what?
What part of him are they cutting open?
Man. His hi-hat leg doesn't work as strong as we want it to, so he's going to go get it robotically.
bionics.
I'm literally playing with a broken leg. I fell off a mountain and... compound fracture of my lower leg.
Oh my God. Are you like in active pain right now?
Not pain. It's you know, I have a rod in there, so it's uncomfortable. It sucks. Going under the knife in 2 weeks.
Like that weird pressure you can't quite define, kind of.
That's what happens when you have a rod in there.
Yeah, it's kind of like a finger in your butt.
How would you know? Leg.
I have
I'm
a robotic
so glad you
finger.
Didn't hit a sexually button on that one.
No, I was too busy thinking
that
about it.
That was not good.
Well, we wish you well in your surgery. And when it comes to the album you got there, please be remembering me. I do run a little music column in the Reno Tahoe Tonight, 100 Word Bias. Check
absolutely.
It out.
Absolutely.
We'll give you guys a shout out on the album.
And we'll go right through Oliver and we'll come to you.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, that's much easier. If you want to have something, anybody listening out there, if you want to have something reviewed in the Reno Tahoe tonight, do not send it to Oliver. I will never hear. I mean, I love Oliver. He's a good friend of mine. He gives me the gig. But there's not a real strong communication flow. Send that shit directly to me.
Yep.
And I will have you in the column in the next 2 months.
And this is... This is Darren talking, the bass player of The Electric. He can definitely take your... Oh, God.
All right. But, yeah, and, hey, check out Reno Tahoe tonight. Every month at the beginning of the month, it's got all the best and brightest of what Reno visually has to offer. Let's have some more music, and then I think we're going to close out the show. Or should we close out the show and have music?
Yeah, what do you think, Rick?
Yeah, we've had 4 songs, so we could close out and then do a song. And then it'll be 5.
All right. Well, yeah, because Rory in the recent past has to host a show.
Yeah.
Open mics. So.
I have to get. Oh, all right. Well, let's plug next weekend after next weekend.
Well, okay. Rory Anarchy is coming up.
Not right, Rory right. Anarchy.
Well, we already plugged this, but yeah.
No. Mary Anarchy is this weekend, the 4th
of I want to say also, come see Roxy Colley, dude. I'm playing drums.
It's
Maggie,
you're in that.
Maggie
I just put a
Margie
sticker up from
Ford
them.
And Pat
totally
Ray
up
and John Cornell.
Good friends, Johnny.
I didn't even know.
Go check out this band, Roxy Colley. It'll be really cool. The following Monday, the open mic on the 7th At midnight, I will be having my birthday, and I will be the host of said open mic next week as well.
How many birthdays do you have to have, dude? Because we're doing that and a big show, right?
Well, yeah, and then later on that week, because I didn't want to do it on a Tuesday or on a Monday night, I'm having a really, really big party. 42 the party. I'm turning 42 years old. I am the life, the universe, and everything. I am the answer.
365.
And Nick, at midnight on the 11th, that Friday the 11th, yes, when I'm throwing my party, will be turning another year older than he is now.
I'll be 4 more than you.
Wow.
And if anyone's doing the math, they could suck it.
That's going to be a great event on the 11th. We're going to have Nick Ramirez. We're going to have 7 Out, a project of Steven Sperber. We're also going to have Weapons of Mass Creation. We're going to have the Vague Choir. And finally, to get my rocks off at the end of the night, everybody's favorite, Reno, We Have a Problem.
They're good.
So it's going to be a kick-ass show. It is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy themed. We're encouraging costumes. We will be serving themed food from the books, such as fairy cake and perfectly normal beef sandwiches. I will be in costume. You should be too. Bring a towel at the least, and you're in costume. Everybody bring a towel. And Nick will turn older at midnight, and we'll toast to him as well.
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
I know, too. I hope you're there.
So really, folks, this weekend with Mary Anarchy is just the beginning of a 2-week gala event leading right up to the Christmas holidays.
That's Tonight, go see the Shames, man.
Go see the Shames tonight.
Nashville fucking pussy.
Tomorrow, go see Mary Anarchy. Monday, go
Saturday,
join
go see
Reverend
Mary Anarchy,
Rory.
Too.
Yeah. Join Reverend Rory at the open mic on Monday. And then Nick and I for our birthday celebration on the 11th.
That's right.
And then hold your loved ones close.
That's right. Because it's 12th, I'm going to be at home.
So this has been a great episode. I really like this band, The Electric. They're dancing. They're fun. They're a bunch of dicks.
They're old like us.
Yeah.
Older like us.
Older.
Except for maybe the drummer.
Who might actually, in fact, be of retirement age. We do just want to say thank you guys for being here. You guys are fantastic. I hope to see more of you in the future in the spring here. For Mr. Nick Ramirez, Mr. Dogwater Dick.
Thanks, guys.
Mr. Chewbacca, and all of the interns. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
We're done.
Little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
If you want some outro music, here we go. This is I Make You Nervous.